In the new movie, The Hate U Give, Amanda Stenberg plays the protagonist's star, Carter. She's a teenager who knows how to code switch. She lives in a struggling, predominantly black neighborhood, but she goes to school at the private, affluent, mostly white Williamson Prep.
That means flipping a switch in my brain. Williamson star doesn't use slang. If a rapper would say it, she doesn't, even if her white friends do.
NPR's Elizabeth Blair spoke with actor Amanda Stenberg about what it was like to play a teenager who's trying to find her voice in the midst of trauma.
Like a lot of teenagers, star Carter defines herself partly through the music she loves. Amanda Stenberg says, take the first time we see star on screen.
DNA by Kendrick Lamar is playing, which is really evocative of who she is.
Why?
Because she loves her blackness.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
The Hate U Give zooms in on what happens to a family traumatized by the death of a neighborhood boy, star's childhood friend Khalil. One night, the two of them were pulled over by a white police officer. Khalil was unarmed when the police officer shot him. The Hate U Give is based on the book of the same name by novelist Angie Thomas. Last year, she told NPR she was inspired to write it after the shooting death of Oscar Grant by a transit officer in Oakland. Grant was unarmed at the time he was killed. Thomas says she was struck by the media coverage.
More people were talking about what he had done in his past than the fact that he unjustly lost his life.
Like star Angie Thomas also grew up code-switching, and so did Amanda Stenberg. Stenberg says she devoured Thomas's book.
Reading the book started to become this kind of strange spiritual thing because it started to feel like I was reading my own diary.
Would you mind reading a little bit from the book?
Sure. I've seen it happen over and over again. A black person gets killed just for being black and all hell breaks loose. I've tweeted RIP hashtags, reblogged pictures on Tumblr, and signed every petition out there. I always said that if I saw it happen to somebody, I would have the loudest voice, making sure the world knew what went down. Now I am that person, and I'm too afraid to speak.
Star's father is having none of it. He wants his children to fight to be heard. In one emotional scene, he makes them recite the Black Panther's 10-point program.
We want an immediate end to police brutality.
Finish it.
In the murder of black people and people of color and oppressed people.
By what means?
By any means necessary.
By what means?
By any means necessary.
By what means?
By any means necessary.
So why are you going to be quiet?
Without giving too much away, Star eventually does find the courage to speak up. At a recent screening of The Hate U Give for D.C. area high schools at the Smithsonian, 16-year-old Tiana Miner says there is truth to this movie.
It really opened people's eyes about real-life problems that I guess people try to overlook in society or try to, I guess, like sugarcoat and make them not seem as bad as they really are.
Miner's classmate Devin Lewis says he could relate to Star's reluctance to speak up.
She wants to talk, but she can't because she just doesn't have the voice yet. And then once she got the voice, it was just like, boom.
Lewis said he liked learning that her father named her Star for light. It's a detail actor Amanda Stenberg likes, too.
I think that's something that's so beautiful about black cultures. We give our children power in their names. My name actually means power in Zulu and Hosa. And it was something that my mom was very intentional with. You know, I think we recognize that it's a tough world out there, and so we give our children names that they can use as superpowers.
This notion of what you give your children is referenced in the title of the book and the movie, The Hate U Give. It's from Tupac Shakur's philosophy, Thug Life. The hate you give little infants F's everybody. And as Stenberg says, the love you give is even more powerful. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.